This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. Thrilled today to be joined by Kathy Beigler. Kathy is the managing partner of Strategic Surgical Solutions and a long-term leader in the surgery center industry. Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. I am, by education, a nurse. I also have degrees in education, and I've got an MBA, so I kind of run the gamut of education and the things that I've done in the surgery center world and also the hospital world. Here's the biggest thing, though. After 30 years in healthcare, more than 20 of those have been in leadership, the biggest change to my career was when I became a patient after an elective surgery went wrong. And, you know, if it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to a surgery nurse, right? So after 6 months of recuperation, during that time, I experienced sepsis, a wound vac, physical therapy, home health, 4 surgeries. 2 of the surgeries were emergent, 2 non-emergent surgeries. I've come out on the other side of all of that with a renewed passion for patient care and the care of their families. And I do presentations, national presentations to big groups, small groups, keynotes, and I share how my experiences have impacted patient care and how those folks can deliver excellent patient care through the eyes and taking into account their patients and their family members, to where it's more than just a number. It's actually a person, and recognizing them as people and their family members and how that impacts them.
Fascinating. And Kathy, take a moment and tell us what your business does today. Just 30 seconds on what your business does today.
Sure. My business, I'm a national speaker, a keynote speaker, also a breakout speaker. I'm an author. I really enjoy writing articles for journals and different magazines. I'm a consultant, and I'm also a blogger. I have a blog. It's called YouKnowWhatMamaSaid.com, and those are things that are related to uncommon sense. You know, they say that common sense is common, but I contend common sense really is uncommon because it doesn't seem like it is common. So those are the several of the things that I do in my business.
That's fantastic. And in terms of women's leadership, you're a business leader, you're a business founder, you're a woman leader. Any advice specifically for women leaders, for women in business?
Sure. Some of my best advice that I would say is, and this is advice that I received early on, in growing your business, say yes to opportunities. Sometimes an opportunity will come along and we'll say, you know, I don't know if I really should do that. I don't know if that's big enough. But say yes to opportunities early on in your business. Another thing I like to do is I like to compartmentalize my day. You know, sometimes we'll say to people, I had a really bad day today, when really it was just a bad 30 minutes. Maybe you had a bad meeting. Maybe you had a bad interaction with somebody, and it might have been really just 30 minutes. Instead of a bad day. And that really helps to put a positive spin on what really happened in your day. The next thing is to recognize and develop your strengths. And you know, everybody can tell you, and anybody will tell you what your weaknesses are. And certainly you need to, you know what those are. But recognize and develop your strengths. Recognize what your current EQ or emotional intelligence is. And then work on developing that. And part of having EQ is being empathetic. And empathy is a huge part of what I do in my business and what I do in my life. And being empathetic also has to do with vulnerability. And as women, many times we're afraid to show any sort of vulnerability, but that really goes with empathy. And you have to be careful with that, certainly. And the last thing that I would say to anybody who is a leader, particularly women, is to have a sense of humor. Because humor can take you a really long way, particularly if you're having a bad day or if you want people to, take their barriers down or take their walls down.
So what I heard from you is really 5 different thoughts, and I love them, Kathy, quite frankly. One is say yes to opportunities, particularly early in your career, but also later in your career. 2 is compartmentalized. If if something was bad, that was bad, but it doesn't mean your whole day or your whole month or whole week was ruined. It's just a bad 30 minutes or a bad 10 minutes.
Right.
3, recognize your strengths and build on your strengths. Mm-hmm. I heard you say that, and I think that's right. 4 is that emotional intelligence, empathy, very important, very, very important, and can't be understated, and then or overstated. And then finally, fifth is a sense of humor is important. And I think those are all really good thoughts on leadership and people and so forth, and just terrific. Another question for you, Kathy. You've had this great career. You had this fascinating experience as a patient, which turned your view on a lot of things and helped you grow further, you know, ultimately. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself motivated over the long run?
You know, here's the thing, Scott. I really believe where I'm at in my career that this is where my total career and my experiences have led me. And I truly believe this is what I was meant to do. And I'm passionate about getting my message to as many people as possible. That could be one nurse at a time. It could be a national group. It could be an audience where I've written an article. But this is what I was supposed to do at this point in my life. And I'm so passionate about this, I can't not stay motivated. It's very driving with my passion.
Right. Well, I think that's a magnificent mindset. And to be that centered, to be, this is what I was meant to be doing now, it's in some ways the greatest gift to have as a person, is that kind of clarity. And it's fantastic. And I'm so glad to hear you share those thoughts. Kathy, any great mentors or business leaders that you admire? Any great mentors you've had or business leaders that you admire?
I've had so many. I will tell you, the first one that I would mention to you, Scott, was my dad. And my dad has passed away 10 years ago. But when he was alive, he was such an encourager to me, and I still hear his voice in my head. One that was really, I would call her a non-mentor, but she really motivated me in another sense. She was my third grade teacher. And there was a young girl in my class, her name was Lisa. And Lisa would come to school and she'd have her ruffled dresses on and she'd have anklets. And I'm giving my age away, Scott. This was even in a time when people didn't wear ruffled dresses to school, but she did anklets. She had her Mary Jane. Lisa would sit and she was very quiet and she smiled. And my teacher said, "Why can't you be like Lisa?" Because I have a sense of humor and I like to laugh. And you know, of course, I like to chat with people. And the thing is, about 30 years after I was in third grade, I was a nurse leader in the operating room. And this teacher didn't know it, but she came through the operating room where I worked. And I was the nurse leader that helped those people and to help lead those people give her the excellent care that she received. So, you know, when people try to put you in a box and to say, "Why can't you be like Lisa?" or "Why can't you be like this?" please understand, there are certainly growth areas that you can go through, but don't let people peg you. You are at your best what you were meant to be. And so that, while she was not really a mentor to me, I call her a non-mentor, that really, in my early life, shaped how I thought about myself and I knew who I was. My very first preceptor when I went to the operating room, her name was Dawana Parker. She was compassionate. She was competent, one of the best nurses I've met in my whole life, and she was tough. And she became my best friend, and she also has since passed away. Sherry Crone is a nurse leader that was the director of an operating room, and she gave me my first opportunity as a director. She was very empathetic, very vulnerable, tough, and she would say, as a direct quote from Sherry, "I'm not going to let them steal my joy." So even though things were going, you know, poorly or there was a bad period of time at work, she was still joyful. And the last one was a COO that I had at a hospital, and he was passionate about excellence, was absolutely unrelenting in his quest for excellence, and gave it every single thing he had every day. And those are the people, there are others certainly, but those are the ones that have really formed my career and helped to form my life where I am today.
Fantastic. And let me ask you a question, going back to the third grade teacher. When the third grade teacher said that, "Why can't you be more like Lisa?" How did you react? What did you think? Were you mad? Were you hurt? Did you cry? Did you get your back up? How did you feel when she said that?
Well, frankly, when she said that, it hurt my feelings. I was not a child to, you know, be say anything back to her or to be disrespectful in any way to her. So I just listened to what she had to say. But in my mind, I'm thinking, but I'm not like Lisa. This is who I am. And so you can tell it made an impact on me because I still think about it to this day, and I'm way past third grade, Scott. So, you know, I also, before I was a nurse, I was a teacher. So I took that with me into the classroom. I taught fifth grade before I went to nursing school. So I took that into the classroom and trying to honor every child because they're all different and they all have different needs, just like adults are different and they have different needs. And they learn differently, and they take in information differently. So when she said it, it absolutely hurt my feelings. But you know, I turned it into a positive in my life because I knew, even then, I knew she wasn't right. But, you know, when you're in third grade, you really don't know how to deal with it effectively.
100%. That's just a fascinating story, and I love those stories because they really shape a person's long-term character. And what ultimately happened with you is, obviously made you stronger. It didn't right. make you try and dress and be like Lisa. Rather, it made you become more certain in the long run of your own self and what works for you. So I just absolutely love that story. And everybody's got a story of some sort like that, and how they respond to it, you know, it determines a lot about how they turn out as an adult and a professional and everything else. So just congratulations. And I thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's so fascinating. Kathy, one last question. If this year goes well for you, what does that look like?
There are several things I'd love to do, Scott. One of my goals this year is to do a TED Talk. I haven't done that yet. And I am so passionate about what I've been through and the message that I have to deliver that I'd love to do a TED Talk. And then I'd like to get my message out to as many people as possible. And that could be, you know, I've got some national speaking engagements coming up, and that could be, it could even be, you know, making that difference one person at a time. If I've got the opportunity to speak to somebody one-on-one, then I will absolutely share my message with them and let them know what it looks like through the eyes of a patient. And, you know, when people talk over you as a patient, which I've had happen, and they don't acknowledge that you're there, it's more like a number. I can make a difference one person at a time, sharing with them what that feels like. And then I'd also, one of the last things I'd like to do, not the last things, but one of the other things I'd like to do is to start the process to begin writing a book. Those are my goals and dreams for this year.
Fascinating. Kathy, it's been a great pleasure to speak to you. One last question is, how can people reach you if they want to reach you? And again, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I've not had a chance to talk to you in length in probably 20 years, and it was just a great pleasure hearing what you have to say and your thoughts and life lessons. So helpful and so great. Thank you. How do people reach you?
So several ways to reach me. They can reach me on my personal phone number, and that number is 901-289-9649. That's 901-289-9649. They can reach me at my email, which is Kathy, Kathy Beidler, Beidler, at bellsouth.net. I also have a website. It's kathybeidler.com. Or certainly they can reach me on LinkedIn.
Fabulous, Kathy. Just a great pleasure to visit you. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it and appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. It was my pleasure.